You're listening to the Steve Gruber Show on MTN. More talk now.
All right, welcome back to it. I have said on this program ever since we started, if there was a conservative or moderate Democrat or a blue dog Democrat that got into the race that could survive, a Democrat that defended the Second Amendment, believed in national defense, decided to take on the national debt, and was still into social programs and social safety nets and so forth, that person would win 40 states. I believe that. But there are almost no blue dog Democrats alive anywhere. Even moderate Democrats are a thing of the past, which is why Howard Schultz, the former CEO of Starbucks, the guy that is a billionaire who started and grew up in a housing project, federal housing projects in New York, and went on to become one of the most successful business people in history. This is why he doesn't run as a Democrat, even though he's been a lifelong Democrat. He can't get into the race, even though he has a legitimate story to tell and should be a legitimate voice to be heard. He doesn't get into the race because he said last night on Fox News during a town hall event, the Democrat Party has left him. It's too extreme. Too many extreme people in the party. Now, he is entertaining the idea of running as a third-party candidate, and I'm going to tell you this. He is a serious individual. Now, I don't agree with Howard Schultz on a lot of things because he is an anti-gun person, which I don't like, but he's from, you know, as an adult, he spent most of his time in Seattle. It's an anti-gun place. It's a liberal place. But he does deliver a credible conversation with credible ideas and an interesting guy who thinks about these things. I don't agree with him on many things, but we can have a conversation about it. And I recognize that. And again, he says that the left has dragged the Democrat Party so far into the ditch, he doesn't recognize it. Let's start with bite number six from Howard Schultz from last night. Six, go.
Well, first off, if a Democrat runs who resembles Bernie Sanders, who says he's a Democratic socialist, Donald Trump is going to get reelected. If Howard Schultz is in the race, I feel strongly that lifelong Republicans, on the character issue alone, and I'm not going to bash the president on any level today. I'm not here for that. I want to talk about the future of the country. But on the character issue alone, lifelong Republicans will not vote for Bernie Sanders, but they might vote for somebody who is independent, a centrist, and wants to restore a faith and confidence in the promise of the country.
And there you have what sounds like a fairly sensible idea. This is a guy that should be running in the Democrat primary, but he's not. 18 people there now. We'll get back to that. But he's not in the Democrat primary because they are so far to the left and they have these wild positions that don't resemble common sense at all. They're just bizarre positions like Beto the Dork says you should tear down the wall altogether. Julian Castro believes the same thing, as do others. Yeah, we should just tear down the walls. Open borders. Well, that's nonsense. You know it, so do I. Schultz knows it as well. Concerning the crisis at the southern border, he had this to say. It's bite number seven. Go.
President Trump is correct, and the Republican leadership is correct, that we need fierce, strict levels of control on that border to keep bad people from coming in. Illegal immigrants should not come in. I don't want to get into a wall or anything, but I agree we should fund whatever we need to do to secure the border. I get that. Now, the humanity issue. No, one more thing. The Democrats are not correct. We should be funding ICE and giving them all the tools and resources they need to secure the borders and arrest the bad people. Whatever they need, give them all the resources.
Let me explain something to you. This is the kind of candidate the Democrats need to compete. Howard Schultz is right. If Bernie Sanders or some other far-left ideologue runs for president, it'll be George McGovern revisited. It'll be 1972 all over again. And we'll sit there and we'll watch Donald Trump roll up 40 states. He may not get as many as Nixon got, fair enough, but he'll roll up 40 because it'll be ugly. It will be ugly. This country is no more going to elect Bernie Sanders than it's going to elect me. And I'm not running, is the point. On the big topic of health care, Schultz put up an idea that is worth considering. He made news last night. It is worth considering. Catastrophic coverage. So the people don't go bankrupt. So they don't destroy themselves financially. Catastrophic coverage. He wasn't talking about single payer. He wasn't talking about, you know, something for everybody and everything for everybody. He wasn't talking about that. But catastrophic coverage. So something goes terribly wrong in your life. You don't have to sell your house. You don't have to sell your farm. You don't have to, you know, whatever it takes. You don't have to do those things. Bite number eight. Go.
We need more transparency in the system. We need more competition. We need more choice. One thing that really bothers me is that the United States government is not negotiating with pharmaceutical companies on drug prices, and yet those same drugs are being sold in Europe at a lower price. So we have to be able to do that. But the real issue, I think, is how do we bend the cost curve? And I would say, and this will be news, is I would be a proponent, a strong proponent, of universal catastrophic coverage. And if we did that, we would begin to lower the cost, and that would have a significant impact. It would be catalytic on bringing that premium down.
Now, I have no idea what kind of an impact Howard Schultz would have on this election, because some would say if he enters the election, well, that is good for Donald Trump. But I can tell you that if he enters this race, he'll take voters from both sides. Howard Schultz is a voice of, you know, he gives it some authority. He has experience. He's, like I said, grown up in the projects, the government housing projects, and his voice is legitimate and worth hearing. Now, we may not agree with him, but he's not a flamethrower. He's not a radical. He's not some weird leftist saying open the borders and kumbaya. Why doesn't everybody just coexist? He's not that silly. He'd also be the first Jewish president if elected. When asked about that, I don't think anybody cares about that. I would agree. I don't think anybody cares if he's Jewish or not Jewish. Wouldn't matter. Not around most of the country anyway. 25 after, it's the Steve Gerber Show.